A 15-year legal battle is over, and a world-famous surfing spot is saved. Trestles is located very close to the San Diego-Orange County line at San Onofre State Beach. Originally, there had been plans to build a 241 toll road extension through the San Mateo Creek watershed and near that surfing spot called Trestles, but there have been a lot of changes in those plans just in the past few days. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
I guess we could call this San Diego County Line because this time, Trestles is just on the other side of the border.
Yeah, Trestles, legendary surfing spot. All the surfers across the world always try to make it a pilgrimage. Even if you don't surf San Onofre State Beach, it's like so far removed from any development because it's technically on land that Camp Pendleton leases, so it's absolutely gorgeous. And for the past 15 years, one of the biggest fights going on that would come and go over the years has been this idea that the Transportation Corridor Authorities, the TCA, the people in charge of toll roads in Orange County, wanted to build a toll road that would literally and right on the 5 freeway right before Trestles.
So what happened? Environmentalists, you said there were lawsuits, legal action going on between environmentalists and the TCA, right?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a long, long, story. So long story short, the Coastal Commission rejected it about, 2008, 2009. Then lawsuits came in from the state itself against the TCA, environmental groups, everyone from the Sierra Club to the Surf Rider Foundation to conservancies or whatever. And so finally, just to get rid of all of that, the TCA really loves its toll roads. So they settled all the lawsuits. And in return, they said that the plaintiffs will promise not to sue them anymore when it comes to other routes for the proposed toll roads, the 241 toll road. But in return, they promised not to do that route that was going to go through the San Mateo Creek, Dick O'Neill Conservancy, and all this other unspoiled Orange County and San Diego County.
All right. So what were the corridor activists, the people who said this corridor was so important? Why were they saying this road was so necessary?
Oh, geez, because they love to just develop anything that has life on it, and they just want to the more freeways, the better. And it's interesting because that's been that argument for the past 15 years that you need the completion of this toll road because it'll make life easier in South County. It'll make, it'll improve traffic. It'll get rid of congestion, but it's not going to happen. And the funny thing, I really don't think this toll road will ever exist because technically it was the easiest way to build a toll road because there's nothing there. Now, anything that the TCA wants to build is most likely going to go through neighborhoods or near homes. And those homeowners are not going to be happy with the prospect of a freeway in this, or specifically a toll road, going right through their neighborhoods.
Well, there are clearly some lessons to be learned from all of this. What takeaways are there for other preservationists who are fighting for the last remaining open lands in Orange County? There's not a whole lot left, right?
No, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. You have Bolsa Chica State Beach. You have, partly the headlands and Dana Point. But you could really be inspired by this because the way historically things have gone in Orange County is whatever developers wanted, the developers got. And, you've seen that with just almost the entire development of Orange County. In this case, the developers technically lost because they wanted this. And like I said earlier, I don't think they're ever going to get that toll road. And really, it's a humongous victory for not just environmentalists, but all of Southern Californians. I remember even the late Huell Howe, who never wanted to get into anything political. He came out directly in opposition to the 241 toll road to connect right in front of Trestles. So, hey, Huell, we got a victory for you. And yes, that's amazing.
You had to end it like that, Gustavo.
I had to.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.